government's Cloud First initiative is driving a lot of the discussion about IT in the government. IT and industry experts are offering answers to your cloud questions through safegov.org. Karen Evans, the former eGov administrator, is part of the team that's launching this site and here to talk about what's there and how it will help you. Karen, it's good to have you on as always.
Francis, it's great to be back to talk to you about this.
So what exactly is it other than a website with a bunch of stuff on it about the cloud?
Well, I know, and initially it looks like a website because it is a website, but it's really intended to be a forum, to be the authoritative place where you can go and get a lot of information about issues that you want to consider or things that you need to think about as you're moving toward and implementing cloud solutions for your federal government or for your state government or for a local government. There are a lot of questions out there about how is the best way to do this, and I know cost is driving a lot of things, but there are other things that you need to consider as you're moving through this, like data ownership, data sovereignty, which if you go to the website, you'll see that there's a nice piece there by Secretary Chertoff about that. So it's intended for you to really have a place where you can go and think these things through, tap into industry experts and their thoughts on this so that you can get the right decision for your entity.
Are you surprised that we're this far into the, I'm using air quotes now, cloud revolution, and people still have as many questions at the levels at which they have those questions?
No, actually, I'm not surprised. That's one of the reasons why all of us got together here and we agreed that we really needed to have this forum and have this discussion, because you know what the 50,000-foot level is, which is, okay, the cloud is really, if I do this right, it's going to save me money in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that. Now you're getting down to a more granular level of implementation. You're actually putting together things like, okay, I got to go out and do a procurement for services. I've got to figure out, like, I did the process this way. Now I want to do it that way because technology and cloud services allow me to do this. Now I've got to figure out record retention issues. I got to figure out data issues. I have to think about what's my risk profile overall so I can put that into what this solution should be. So it's actually you're now at the level where you have to really drive through implementation, so you need a lot of specificity around these types of areas.
Steve Van Roekel is at NIST yesterday saying FedRAMP will, the standards are just about out. Eventually, everything cloud will have to meet FedRAMP standards. Does that lessen, do you think, or increase the impact that a site like safegov.org will have on the cloud discussion?
Well, I believe that safegov.org will have a lot of input into how you go about using the things that are coming out through FedRAMP. So I do. It's very supportive of FedRAMP, the initiative to do that. All of us that are involved in the forum believe that that's the right way to go, because what you're going to do is raise the bar for security if FedRAMP is rolled out and done right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a lot of why you can see this very deliberative process between GSA and OMB going forward. So what you want to do is make sure that people really understand what is intended, especially industry, because industry is the one, right, who's got to turn around and offer the services back to the federal government or to state and local government. So if you have apps or you have cloud services that have run through the FedRAMP process and you can rely on that security there, now you can implement faster. So this is back to, okay, this Karen's saying this now. Well, let's put this down on there, and you can map out examples of how this would work. And so industry can use this as well to help provide better services back to the public sector.
You mentioned all of us that are involved. Who is all of us that are involved with safegov.org?
Well, we have 12 initial partners up front. You have the Chertoff Group, the Civitas Group, Harris Corporation, Juniper Networks, L3, Stratus, Lockheed Martin, Microsoft, Peerstone, SANS, I make sure I get everybody, SANS Institute, Schmars, and Phenom Institute. And so all of us through different activities of what we're doing have seen that there are gaps in certain areas, or there's better explanation that needs to be done, or there's areas, for example, in privacy and security that you want to make sure that people are making informed decisions as they roll out. And so that's why we said, okay, this forum, this discussion platform, this needs to be there so that people can come there, as well as yourself, you know, the press, those guys going through, so that you can really understand what is the best way for us to roll these types of things out and tap into that industry expertise out there.
What is your team's vision of the interactive part of this, that discussion platform that you're talking about? What is your vision of how that will look when it's had time to mature a little bit? What will people be able to find and take away and leave?
Well, I think what would really be great is, as we move forward, if federal, state, and local governments have specific questions or they want to find out information about, okay, I have this particular type of data, or I'm thinking about this type of implementation, you know, can you tap into this network, or this is how we're going to do it, and I'd like to put it out there to vet it out to see if there's anything else that we haven't thought about. You know, those types of things like that, and so that you can have that discussion going back and forth, and then, you know, breaking down the barriers before you get into a procurement cycle and those types of things like that, and then they can have a better solution moving forward when they actually then go into a procurement cycle. So that would be the best solution if a state, federal, or local government could pose certain things out there and say, hey, we just want to make sure we've thought about everything. And then the flip side of this is, you know, the GAO, for example, when they just did the decision dealing with email as a service that GSA did and said, okay, the data can go anywhere, well, you can see that Secretary Chertoff did his opinion piece, and he's very concerned about where the data should be and data sovereignty issues, because they lead to legal issues and a bunch of things like that. So, you know, if you're a law enforcement agency, you might want to think about it a little bit differently than if you're providing benefits. But you have to... So there's a bunch of different things that you want to consider as you move forward, and so we want to have that thought leadership out here so that you can take that into consideration for your services.
I bet Jason Miller a donut before we went on the air that you would figure out some way at some point in time to work in the cyber challenge to this website too.
Well, in the long run, absolutely. That they, because you have to have good cybersecurity and you have to have good things out there. So, you know, eventually we'll get there, but I think what we want to really make sure that we're stressing on here is that this is industry experts, IT experts, really coming together to make this an authoritative place so that people can rely on the information here, right, and then be able to use it as they're trying to formulate what are the best solutions for the government services they provide.
Karen, thanks for coming on and telling me about this site. We've got it linked up right now on federalnewsradio.com.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity on behalf of my forum members.
Thank you.